starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Pretty good with that poor mare, ain't you?
Two bullseyes out of five.
That's good shooting. Mighty good.
Hey, Gramps, let's go hunting.
First off, I got to fix this screen door for your ma chews me out about flies in the kitchen. And second off, going hunting with a bow and arrow is mighty tricky business.
Well, the Indians did it. They hunted deer and buffalo. And in my geography book, there's a picture of an African hunting a rhinoceros.
A fellow named William Tell shot an apple off his boy's head with a bow and arrow. You wouldn't want me to try that on you, would you?
Well, I wouldn't be afraid. Honest, I wouldn't, Gramps.
Maybe you wouldn't, but I sure would.
If I can make two bullseyes out of five, why couldn't I hit something like a rabbit?
Because a rabbit don't sit still and wait for you to hit him. It's hard enough to hit a high-tailing rabbit with a shotgun, let alone one of them arrows.
Well, me and Lassie are going out and try. And if I get one, will you skin him for me, Gramps?
Look, I'll not only skin him, but I'll get your ma to make a rabbit stew with dumplings. And I'll give you $1 to boot.
You will?
Honor bright.
Shake on it.
Shake.
Thanks, Gramps. Come on, Lassie.
Good hunting.
There ought to be some rabbits around here.
The tallest tail I ever heard.
Oh, honest, Gramps, I could have just reached out and touched him.
Give me that chisel.
Gramps, I wouldn't say I saw a lion unless I saw one. I ought to know one when I see one.
Well,
he was with me.
You were just lucky, I guess. I've been tramping these woods for years, and I never spotted one. But I did see a five-legged mule at the county fair one time. Now, run along. I got to get this fixed.
And six giraffes, all standing on their heads.
Well, what do you know? Jeff, what did you say?
I said I saw a lion in the woods.
You mean a bobcat?
No, a real lion with a big mane and stuff.
Oh, well, tell him we're having cold cuts for supper, and we'd love to have him join us.
You don't believe me.
Of course, I believe you beat it. Sylvester called.
Who?
Sylvester Brockway.
Oh, you mean Porky.
I mean Sylvester. His mother said it'd be all right for him to spend the night, and he'll be over in about an hour.
Gramps, what would you do if you were telling the truth and nobody believed you?
Well, if you tell the truth, everybody would believe you.
Look, Gramps, if you told me you saw a lion, I'd believe you.
Well, if I told you, it'd be true, not make believe.
Gramps, what do you call somebody that thinks they see something that's not really there?
Well, I guess I'd call them nuts.
No, that's not what I mean. But just the same, do you think Lassie and me are nuts?
Well, since you ask about it, no.
Well, if I'm not nuts, I saw a lion.
Then I'm the Queen of England, so we're even.
Okay, I'll believe that you're the Queen of England, and I'll even call you Your Royal Highness if you'll believe that I saw a lion.
Okay, it's a deal. Now run along.
Oh, no, we gotta do something about it.
About what?
About the lion I saw. Lions are dangerous. You can't just let them run around loose.
Jeff, you're a caution.
But don't you see? One of the lions is liable to get to a farm and get after the cattle or people even.
Look, what's got into you? Lions live in India or Africa or someplace like that.
I don't care. I saw a lion, and so did Lassie. Didn't you, girl?
How long did it take you to learn her that trick?
Aw, Gramps.
All right, then there's only one thing I can figure to get any peace and quiet around here. You're going to take me to where you saw this lion or whatever it was you did see.
Okay, but you better get a gun or something.
Not me. I kill lions barehanded before breakfast. Now, come on.
Like I told you.
Certainly should.
Well, it wasn't a cow the first time. It was a lion.
Well, just remember to call me Your Royal Highness.
Jeff, Sylvester's here.
She means me.
Hi.
Your mom made me a sandwich.
Come on in. I'll give you one, too.
And pour him a glass of lion's milk.
Where you been?
Hunting.
Hunting what?
Lions.
Catch any?
Saw one, but he got away.
Those kids.
Oh, Jeff tell you we found his lion?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Turned out to be one of Joe King's cows. I don't know where that boy gets his imagination from.
That you believe in heredity?
Oh, there's a phone.
Yes? Long distance? It wouldn't be somebody looking for a lion, would it?
Oh, here, give me that phone. Hello?
Oh, hello, Mother. Everything all right, dear? Oh. Oh, for goodness sakes, how in the world did you do that? Oh, that's dreadful. Well, of course, honey. I'll have Dad drive me over right away. Oh, now, listen, don't worry about them. They'll be all right for a few days. All right. Yes, I'll tell them. All right, dear. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Something wrong with Grandma?
Yes, she slipped and hurt her knee.
Gosh.
Dad? Huh? Dad, could you drive me to Capital City?
Oh, I guess we can, yes.
Mother had a little accident.
Oh?
Oh, just hurt her knee, but I better be there. I drive myself, but I'll be gone a few days, and you'll probably need the car.
Well, I'll get cleaned up. Is Jeff going along, too?
Oh, no. Sylvester's here, and you'll be back in time for supper. Uh-huh. It's all ready. Now, listen, I'll only be a few minutes. I'm just going to put a few things in the suitcase.
Okay.
Jeff, don't go away now, because I'm going to be right out.
Look, You boys put this in the barn. I'll be finishing when I come back.
You sure are grumpy today.
I've got problems.
Money?
Lions.
So you'll catch the next one.
You can't bet 1,000.
Nobody will believe I saw one.
Okay, I believe you. Now stop being such crummy company.
What do you want to do?
How about putting Lassie through some of her tricks?
Okay. Come on, Lassie. Stay. Sit. Sit up. All right, lie down. On your side. Put your head down. Stay, dead dog. Oh, that's
a good fella. Come on. Stay. Now, you two boys are in charge until Gramps gets back.
Okay, Mom.
I'll be back toward the end of the week. Now, be a good boy, Jeff, and mind Gramps.
Okay, and tell Grandma I'm sorry she hurt her leg.
I will, dear.
Oh, come on, Ellen. We never get
there. Just a minute. Wait, I haven't finished telling them. There's food in the icebox in case you get hungry during the afternoon. And let me see. What else should I tell you?
Oh, Mom, I'm no baby.
Oh, of course not. Have a good time, Sylvester. Goodbye, darling.
Oh, come on, Ellen. Let's go.
Let's put those things in the barn like Grant's told us.
Coming back.
I don't know. Pretty soon, I guess.
The thing I don't like about night is it gets dark.
Here, I found it. Listen. Lions live mainly in the plains of Africa. Mesopotamia, or wherever that is.
Just so it's nowhere around here.
This part's no good. Wait. Lions are in the main nocturnal.
Nocturnal?
Well, what's that mean?
I guess it means they knock things down.
And they catch their prey, bounding from ambush or by careful stalking. Over a short distance, they can gallop very fast. And their principal food is antelopes, water buffaloes, zebras, and giraffes.
That lets us out.
In cultivated districts, they often eat sheep and cattle, and sometimes attack human beings.
Did you have to read that part?
Confirmed man-eaters are usually old animals who lack the speed to catch other wild game.
How old was the one you saw?
Oh, no. How can you tell?
Well, I hope he was really young.
What's she smelling?
I don't know.
See anything? Sure is quiet.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Gramps.
Yeah, sure.
Well, how long do you think?
Oh, okay. Bye.
Wouldn't you know it?
What's the matter?
Gramps, car broke down. He's stuck for a while. But he'll be home as soon as he can. Meanwhile, we fix our own dinner.
Think I should call my pop and tell him to come over?
What'd you say?
Were a couple of kids scared of the dark?
Never believe about the lion.
And then that's it. I'm never too scared to eat.
You know, maybe it was a cow I saw instead of a lion.
You should have tried to milk it. Then you'd know.
Well, what do you want to eat? There's soup, beans, ham, roast beef, cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
Well, I'll put it all out and we can take what we want. If there was something out there, we'd see it.
Wow! What if he tries to get in the house?
The telephone. I'll call Jenny. Maybe we can get the lion to roar so she'll hear.
Well, people would believe the telephone operator if she said she heard a lion.
Sure. Is he still there? Hello, Jenny. This is Jeff Miller.
Well, how are you, Jeff?
Fine, thanks. Say, Jenny, what would you say if I said I saw a lion?
Oh, one of them stuffed ones?
No, a real lion, like in the zoo.
Oh, you saw a lion in the zoo. Well, I'd like to hear about it.
No, not in the zoo. Here on the farm.
Well, you know, I just wouldn't believe it, Jeff. Not for a minute.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hold on a minute, Jenny. Do something to make him roar. Stand up so he can see you. Oh, go on. I'd do it, except I'm on the phone. Hello, Jenny. It was real nice talking to you. Bye. Us or Lassie, and he's hoping we'll come out.
Well, even if he stays here for 6 years, I'm not moving an inch.
At least when Gramps gets home, he'll see I was telling the truth. Hey! I just thought of something terrible. Gramps doesn't know about the lion. He'll drive up and get out of the car.
Well, we gotta do something. Could we hang a sign out the front window?
We couldn't see it from the road.
What about Bassie?
What about her?
We could send her out to warn your grandfather.
Are you crazy? The lion would swallow her in one bite.
But we gotta do something.
I've got it. I'll call the constable and tell him a bunch of bank robbers are trying to break into the house.
Yeah, and tell him they got guns and knives and everything, and I'll be real careful.
He won't believe about the lion, but bank robbers are people, and people are every place.
Yeah.
Hello, Jenny. Get me the constable, please. Quick.
What's the matter, Jeff? Something wrong? Bank robbers? Oh, for goodness sakes, Jeff. What an idea. You really had me worried.
She doesn't believe me. Gosh, nobody believes anything a kid says.
Now, you go to bed, Jeff Miller. Stop playing pranks. I got enough to do without you but... Oh, hold on just a minute, will you, Jeff? Calverton Central. Well, land sakes alive. Yes? Yes, of course. Hello, Jeff. Didn't you call me about a lion?
Yes, I did, but you didn't believe me, so this time I said it was bank robbers. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to get anywhere near him. Oh, he's been out in the yard for I don't know how long. Hurry. Bye.
She says she got word from the circus that the lion escaped. And he's somewhere around here.
She's telling us. She's called the constable and the people from the circus, and they've got men out looking for him.
They sure won't have to look far. Jim, come here. Looks like he's getting impatient.
Or hungry.
Don't say that.
Maybe if we give him something to eat.
We threw this roast beef out the door.
You're going to open the door with him standing there?
Well,
I could go over and tap on the window. Then maybe he'd come around to see what the noise was, and you can open the door and pitch out the beef.
Who opens and who pitches?
Here.
I pitch you.
Yeah. Wait, we're wasting our time on this. Lions don't like cooked meat.
How do you know?
Well, it figures. We're in luck. I've got a piece of raw meat.
Yeah, we sure are in luck.
Here he is! Hurry up! Oh, go on, hurry up! Don't be afraid!
Hope he doesn't come back for the main course.
Boys all right?
Yeah. Where's the lion?
Circus men are after. They'll get him. They know how to handle lions.
So does Lassie. That must be Gramps. Hi, Gramps.
Hi. You kids all right?
Sure. But the lion busted through the door.
Wait a minute. What's all this? What's happened here? What's happened to
the lion did that.
Look, if I hear that word lion again, I'm going to tan you both good. Now, what happened to that stove?
Well, something escaped from the circus and was in the yard all night. Busted through the door and smashed up the stove. We ran to the barn. And the constable came with some men from the circus. They caught the something and took it away.
Look, maybe I can get a little sense out of you. What happened to the stove?
Okay. Joe King's cow busted down the stove. But here's the $100 the circus man gave me for catching the cow.